11:03 p.m.
Sotto voce.
I plead with an attendant to call
Identity?
You. Identity? He promises but leaves without asking.
Etymology uncertain.
For any number.
Idem, sameness and identidem.
I lurch at blurred white. Hey, where's the phone?
Over and over again.
11:19 p.m.
Or.
Why have I been restrained?
From idem and entitas.
A black smirk. You the perpetrator?
That being.
A white blurt. Stop touching it.
Number one.
Someone will take care of it. Don't worry.
State or.
11:42 p.m.
Quality of.
But my bandage is. Bleed.
Being identical.
And each inhale aches.
Or the condition of being.
And my heart flowers into fire.
The same.
And a monster created out of me.
In substance, composition.
Groans alive.
Nature.
Rips Velcro restraints.
Properties.
Tugs tape free.
Or.
Paws off glue.
In.
Clutches the aluminum bed on wheels. Elevates a spastic torso.
Qualities.
Amusement for some jeering patients.
Under consideration.
Slaps stilt limbs to the floor.
Absolute.
Staggers past mannequin guards.
Or,
into the red alarmed eyes in the lobby.
Essential.
Oh, those poor waiting people.
Sameness.
Fill the creation with homicide.
Oneness.
11:45 p.m. The phone's so far away.
Number two, the sameness of.
Time itself slides elastic.
A person or thing.
The longer each second stretches.
At all times or.
The stiffer each
in
gets.
In all circumstances.
And the fluorescent
the
lights.
The condition.
And the orange scoop chairs.
Or fact.
And the chrome coin slot.
That.
Of the black payphone all glare.
A person or thing.
Like. Broken glass
is itself
under blinding magnesium flares
and not
and the half snuffed relatives waiting
something
for
something else
doused patients stare at me
individuality
and fear
personality
wait what'll this cost me
personal identity in psychology
what if the authentic self can only
the
be
the condition or fact of remaining the same person
recovered through authentic loss
throughout the various phases of existence
what else do I have to lose?
Continuity of the personality.
Eleven:58 p.m. Blocks away. My friend Rob answers his phone.
Hey, how are you?
I got attacked.
What hospital are you in?
Methodist. He's already coming.
Good. That's in the neighborhood.
I know he will, but still, I ask, can you come?
Of course I'll come. I'll be right over.
Thanks. A stranger thanks, Rob.
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I was going to do my hair tonight.
11:59 p.m. Punching in our number is the most violent act of all to me, fearing for our live story whose hand-sewn signatures may sliver apart when I wound our pages. How will you ever read again alone through the nights waiting up for me? You're already scared.
Where are you?
A hospital. I got attacked, but I'll be okay.
What happened to you?
I got attacked by some guy, but I'll be okay.
Really?
12:04 a.m. The guards challenge me, re-entering ER. Hey, where do you think you're going? Who the hell you think you are? What kind of morons work here? You can't go in there, one actually yells. The clowns start to reach. I'm thinking, throat, temple, neck. If it wouldn't hurt my hands so much to kill them. The only nurse who taped me up, an Asian American, vouches.
He's a patient.
Do you have any ID?
He's a patient.
12:13 a.m. Slumped into an orange glare, I confide. Rob, you know, every time someone resembles him, I want to kill him, but everyone resembles him. Half the guys in these chairs are him. Even the little kids. I can't help it. I want to kill every single one of them.
That must be hard for you.
Without a pause, I go on.
My mind drifts.
Habermas has this idea that middle-class individuals
canals of sky,
lost hold of the public sphere
black buildings,
hundreds of years
and
ago.
Everyone's white,
and corporate bodies
black or Hispanic,
have no conscience.
I'm the sole Asian.
Their interests,
the cops,
like aristocracy,
are
so entrenched,
believing
so veiled.
My attacker's friend.
There's no hope.
Never even getting...
For this whole generation
name,
being trashed,
though he saw it all,
they have nothing.
But they took
no nothing.
My name,
hate everything.
Though I was
their world,
immobilized
such a prison.
By pain,
prisons are their shelters.
I want to kill,
but not hating them.
All of them
is hard now. One 27 a.m. The bitter physician avers it. Might save your life, but it's expensive, so it's up to you. I laugh, but laughing really hurts.
What would Heidegger do?
Rob jokes. I nod. He'd get the x-rays to rule out the brain hemorrhage.
Well, then you should too.
So, how long will it take? Bitter explodes into close-up focus. I told you what would happen. Weren't you listening? I'm not going to tell you again. Rob intervenes. He even steps half between.
I'm sorry. My friend means no harm, but he isn't as clear as usual because of his head injuries. He can't remember you said the x-rays would mean another hour of waiting. Is there any way we could expedite this?
Biting back. His anger, bitten, softens into a poof of smock, blows down hall, and leaves us in peace. 1:52 a.m. I don't want to find out Fourth Avenue's nickname is Hamburger Hill.
Man, didn't I tell you not to gather material like this?
Laughing hurts. Rob, stop. Please. He presents all my poems, a surprise, then says deadpan,
Hey, sign this. In case you don't make it out of here, I want the deathbed edition. Could be worth something years from now.
It hurts so much worse when I laugh, but I want to. I want to feel hurt the way humans can.